There's been a dramatic resignation by one of the most senior members of the UK government. The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, has quit after acknowledging inappropriate behaviour towards women. A series of lurid allegations against several British politicians has emerged in recent days. Our Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane is in London. Steve, what's the allegation that's prompted the resignation?
Sabra, the one allegation we know about is that he placed his hand on the knee of the journalist Julia Hartley Brewer 15 years ago. Now, she has said in recent days the incident was neither abuse nor harassment. And in an interview just after Sir Michael's resignation, she said if he had resigned over this incident, it was one of the most insane and absurd resignations ever. So the question is, and it hasn't been answered yet, is are there other examples of alleged harassment? Now, in a brief interview Sir Michael just gave, he said, I have behaved in a way occasionally below the standards we should expect. Now, that word occasionally suggests to me there are other incidents that he may be concerned about coming out. You don't say occasionally if it only happened once. Here's what he said a short time ago.
In recent days, allegations have been made about MPs' conduct, including my own. Many of these allegations have been false, but I realise that in the past, I may have fallen below the high standards that we require of the armed forces that I have the honour to represent. I have reflected now on my position in government, and I am therefore resigning as Defence Secretary.
Now, Steve, what's the UK Prime Minister Theresa May had to say?
The Prime Minister has said she's appreciated the serious manner in which Sir Michael had considered his role. She paid tribute to what she described as a long and impressive ministerial career, serving in four departments of state under four prime ministers. She also praised the particular example Sir Michael had set to servicemen and women and others. Though, Sabra, I do think that it is telling that she accepted his resignation.
Now, if Sir Michael has quit, should we expect other resignations?
Potentially so. There is mounting pressure on Damien Green. Now, he's the first Secretary of State in the UK, which means essentially he is the deputy to the Prime Minister. And he has faced allegations that were published in the Times newspaper that he made inappropriate advances to a woman who was half his age and an academic well known in conservative circles. Now, he denies these allegations. He's called in the defamation lawyers. He's offered to release his text messages to prove his innocence. Now, Theresa May has ordered an investigation into the allegations. That's going to be conducted by the Cabinet Office. But the question is, will he tough it out while the investigation is held, or will he, like Sir Michael, resign?
Our Europe correspondent, Steve Kinnane, thank you.